USA News. I'm Jerry Varmish. President Biden remains optimistic that a debt ceiling deal can be reached in time to avoid default. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the president is ready to roll up his sleeves to work on a compromise with Republicans.
Part of the reason that he's returning home tomorrow, rather than continuing with the rest of the trip, is so that he can help lead the effort to bring it home.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has said, though, a deal needs to be reached by the end of the weekend. Russia's defense ministry claims their forces have seized the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. On Saturday, Russia's private army said Bakhmut was completely taken around noon after troops went house to house. Ukrainian officials deny the claims and say there's still heavy fighting in the city between their troops and Russian forces. The Kremlin is issuing a warning to Western countries over a plan to send F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. The advanced fighter jets are major upgrades to the older aircraft Ukraine has been using. Minnesota is expected to become the 23rd state to legalize recreational marijuana. The bill now heads to Governor Tim Walz's desk, who said he'd be proud to sign it into law. All signs are a go for Senator Tim Scott. He's filing to run for president in 2024. It comes ahead of an announcement that's expected to happen Monday in South Carolina. A Triple Crown winner is dashed in Baltimore on Saturday. National Treasure wins the Preakness, while Kentucky Derby winner Mage settles for third. It's trainer Bob Baffert's eighth Preakness win, but it was a bittersweet Saturday for him.
To win this, it's, losing that horse today really hurt, but I'm happy for Johnny. He got the win. I have a great team. I got my boys with me. I'm sorry, but it's been a very emotional day.
Audio from NBC Sports. Blazing Sevens came in second place. The Belmont Stakes takes place in 3 weeks. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Who knew that Taco Tuesday is a corporate thing? A new lawsuit hopes to end it.
Taco John's, which has about 400 outlets in 23 states, mostly the Rockies and Midwest, has owned the trademark Taco Tuesday for more than 30 years. Now Taco Bell is suing to cancel it. Taco Bell says all of us should be free to enjoy Taco Tuesday without fear of a cease and desist order, as has been the case against other restaurants and media outlets over the years. Taco John's CEO thanks Taco Bell for reminding everybody that Taco Tuesday is best celebrated at Taco John's. I'm Richard Johnson.
SpaceX is marking another rocket launch from the California coast.
Successful liftoff of Falcon 9 from Space Launch Complex 4 East at the Vandenberg Space Force Base. We're carrying the Iridium OneWeb satellites into orbit.
The Falcon 9 rocket lifted off just before 6 a.m. on Saturday, carrying satellites for the Iridium and OneWeb companies. It's the second launch for SpaceX in 2 days. On Friday, the company launched nearly two dozen Starlink satellites from Florida. From SpaceX to FastX, the latest installment of the Fast and Furious series is on pace for a $67 million debut weekend. Forecasters are warning the U.S. is going to be hotter than normal this year. New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration indicates that 2023 will likely be one of the top 10 hottest years on record. I'm Jerry Varmish, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.